And that's where we duck out of the BBC World Service to begin the new day here on BBC Radio 4. Farming Today has a report on UK winemakers whose harvest is underway, but some yields are down 90% thanks to the wet, cold weather. Charlotte Smith finds out more at 6:15 after our prayer. The Shipping Bulletin is next, followed by News Briefing. But first, we welcome back a familiar voice.
I'm James Gallagher, and I'm back on BBC Radio 4 with Inside Health.
If we were looking at your overall brain health based on this, we'd give you a score of 74 out of 100.
Is 74 good?
74 is good, yeah.
Just checking.
We're looking at pioneering technology that's changing the lives of children with rare genetic diseases.
We get results back within 2 or 3 weeks that enable us to make a diagnosis and in some children offer life-saving treatment immediately.
I'll also be exploring the challenges of finding effective treatments for dementia and asking, how much do the shoes we wear affect our bodies? Inside Health is on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds on Tuesday mornings at 9:30.
Now here's Sarah Keith Lucas.
Thanks, Jane. Good morning. And now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Thursday the 17th of October 2024. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Forties, Shannon, Rockall and Fair Isle. The general synopsis at midnight. Low, Shannon, 994, moving steadily northeast, losing its identity. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, northeast 40s. Southeasterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9, except in northeast 40s. Veering southerly 4 to 6. Rain or showers, fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Southwest 40s, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. Southerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Fisher, German Bight. Southeast 5 to 7, veering southwest 2 to 4. Showers, fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Humber, Thames. South or southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 later. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. West or southwest 3 to 5, veering northwest 2 to 4 later, except in Plymouth. Showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. Biscay, Fitzroy, Sole. Westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, backing southwesterly 5 to 7 later in northwest Fitzroy and Sole. Showers, thundery at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. West or southwest, backing south later 4 to 6, showers, good. Shannon, Rockall. Northwest, backing southwest 4 to 6, backing south 6 to gale 8 later, perhaps severe gale 9 later. Thundery showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest 4 or 5, backing southeast 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later. Rain or showers, fog patches at first in Hebrides. Moderate or good, becoming poor at times, but occasionally very poor at first in Hebrides. East Fair Isle. Southeasterly 6 to gale 8, veering southwesterly 3 to 5, backing southerly later. Rain and fog patches, showers later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. West Fair Isle, Faroes, southeast Iceland. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic. West 3. Recent drizzle, 16 miles. 996, rising more slowly. Stornoway. Northeast by east 2, 12 miles, 995, falling slowly. Lerwick, south southeast 4, fog less than 100 metres, 998, falling slowly. Lucas, west 1, rain 2 miles, 996, falling slowly. Bridlington, southwest 3, 1000 rising. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west-northwest 4, 11 miles, 1004. Jersey, west by south 4, 8 miles, 1007, rising more slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west-southwest 4, 1006. Scilly Automatic, southwest 4, 5 miles, 1004, now falling. Valentia, southwest 3, 13 miles, 997, rising. Ronaldsway, southwest 3, recent fog, 6 miles, 999, rising slowly. Malinhead, southeast by south 2, 19 miles, 997, now falling. And here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Thursday the 17th of October 2024. General situation. Rain and poor visibility currently affecting northern Scotland will move away northeastwards during the course of Thursday. Clearer conditions with only isolated showers will follow from the southwest, although strong to gale force southerly winds and heavy rain will affect western areas during Friday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in north, then backing southerly later. Rain and fog patches, then showers, becoming fair later. Moderate or poor, occasionally very poor, becoming good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southwest 3 to 5. Rain at first in north, then showers for a time. Poor at first in north, otherwise moderate or good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South or southwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first. Showers for a time. Moderate becoming good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. South or southwest 3 or 4, occasionally 2 later. Mainly fair. Moderate becoming good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Southwesterly 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 to 4. Drizzle at times, then becoming fair, good, occasionally poor at first. Northumberland to Selsey-Bill. Westerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first, veering northwesterly 2 to 4 later. Occasional drizzle at first, moderate or poor, becoming good. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis. West or southwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first, veering north or northwest 2 to 4 later. Mainly fair, moderate becoming good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West or southwest 3 to 5, showers for a time, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or southwest 3 to 5, showers for a time, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. South or southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first and 3 later, showers for a time, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. South or southwest 3 to 5, showers for a time, good. Isle of Man. Southwest 3 to 5, backing south 4 to 6 later. Mainly fair, good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. South 3 to 5, veering southwest 3 or 4, backing south 4 to 6 later. Showers for a time, moderate, becoming good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 later in North Channel. Showers for a time, moderate or poor, becoming good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Variable 3 or less, becoming southwest 3 or 4, backing south or southeast 5 to 7 later. Showers becoming fair later, good, occasionally poor at first. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. West or southwest 3 to 5, backing south or southwest 2 to 4, then south or southeast 5 to 7 later. Occasional rain and fog patches at first in north, otherwise showers becoming fair later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in north. Shetland Isles. Southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in east, then veering southwesterly 3 to 5, backing southerly later. rain and fog patches becoming fair later, moderate or poor, occasionally very poor, becoming good later. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Thanks, Sarah. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Thursday, the 17th of October. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Jane Steele. The former One Direction singer Liam Payne has died in Argentina at the age of 31. The US has urged Israel to protect civilians after an airstrike in southern Lebanon killed 16 people, including a town mayor. In business, a new analysis rejects fears that a rise in capital gains tax would drive wealthy individuals out of the UK. And in sport, the FA says it's delighted to have Thomas Tuchel as the England men's manager. The British pop singer Liam Payne has died at the age of 31 after falling from a hotel balcony in Argentina. He was a former member of the boy band One Direction, which sold more than 20 million albums in the UK and toured the world. They were formed in 2010 on the television show The X Factor when Liam Payne was just 16. Police in Buenos Aires say they're investigating his death. Our South America correspondent Ione Wells has been following developments.
Emergency services were called there earlier on Wednesday evening and found Liam Payne. He was then taken to the Casa Sur Hospital in Palermo, but emergency services said that he had suffered very serious injuries as a result of falling from the third floor of this hotel and that, in their words, there was no possibility of resuscitation. This comes as a huge shock to his fans. He was only 31 years old, and this is someone who has been in the public spotlight really for most of his adult life.
A number of cabinet ministers have written to the Treasury to express concern about spending cuts to their departments, which could be included in the budget. The Chancellor, Rachel Reeves, is understood to be looking to raise £40 billion through cuts or through tax rises, major measures which should be finalised last night. The United States has warned Israel to ensure it protects civilians in southern Lebanon as it attacks Hezbollah positions. The Lebanese authorities have condemned Israel after airstrikes in the town of Nabatea killed 16 people, including the local mayor. Dr. Hassan Wazni is head of the hospital where those injured in the airstrikes were taken.
I was shocked with this number of patients and of injured and of people. They still live here, and they went to the municipality to have some help, some support, some maybe food also. There were many there.
North Korea has said its constitution now defines South Korea as a hostile state. The North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un, has called for Seoul to be redefined as an enemy, not as a partner for reconciliation. Britain's top architecture award, the Stirling Prize, has been given